turned the pint of beer, I think, tonight.
Anyone would think we were the thing.
What?
It's a non-Dilland.
Anyone would think we were what?
Yeah. I went in the butcher's today, they're like mad animals running around without a head on. God knows what it's going to be like in a couple of weeks, don't we?
So this time in 3 weeks it'll all be over and we'll all be sat there thinking, well, was it bloody worth it? All that hard work and money and rushing about, is it worth it?
I like Christmas.
Well, I like Christmas, but it's just getting one mad... Money, innit?
Well, yeah.
More than it's ever been.
Trouble is there ain't money about.
No, there's trouble. What can you buy a little thing? Nothing, can you? It's worse every year, but this year seems worse than ever.
Recession. Bloody hell, I just sit down, it cools again.
You can't sit down, do you want another one then?
No. I'll have a very, 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 very weak show.
Oh dear.
No, well, I'll have a shandy. I'll have a shandy.
A what shandy?
Bit of shandy.
You got company for Christmas? Are you on your own this year?
I always have his brother. And my mum and dad and my brother. But too short is she.
Yeah. Never mind.
I feel that, but then...
You will feel it, but then...
I like the other company.
Yeah. Said that won't be strange not cooking Christmas dinner.
Wouldn't you feel funny not cooking it?
The first time in 25 years I haven't cooked Christmas dinner for a blooming great load of people.
So you'll feel
it'd be nice in a way, but strange.
Yeah, because it's the smells of the cooking and sitting down bloated out, isn't it?
Well, I'll still be sitting down bloated out, no doubt, but it's just not doing it, actually doing it.
Up at
dawn to get the turkey in.
Well, I enjoy the Boxing Day because I have all the family there. Mm.
They're going to Mum's and having all her company, aren't they?
Thank you, Neville. We're going to the hotel, are you?
No, we're going to his mum's.
Oh, lovely.
I've got all his family, some I've never met.
Oh, so that'll be nice, then, won't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it'd be a nice change. It'd
be nice to be waited on for a change.
Yeah.
I
do every Sunday, though.
She's got to do the work.
Blimey.
I don't mind. If you leave me in the kitchen, I'd be quite happy. I'd do
Any
it all.
Any woman isn't, they might.
I'm quite happy for you to stay out of the way.
Well,
I'll do it.
Infections,
more than happy.
Then
I'll go at the pub and I'll stop there.
Why?
Yeah, as long as you left me to it, but still it wouldn't interfere.
Yeah, I don't. My dad will do that. My dad cooks, you see. Mum don't cook at all. Dad always does. And when Dad comes to mine, he wants to get in my kitchen.
That's all he is.
So I have to say, come father, bugger off.
He's like that, aren't you, dear? Mm-hmm. He always has to come and have a stir and a mix and have a look in the pan.
Dad will say, not enough garlic in there, that could do with a bit of curry paired in there. And I, will you piss off, father?
Blimey.
Yeah, you can take them out at the pub. How would that go down?
Mm-hmm.
Then wouldn't your mother be saying, you're not stopping there,
you're going to go. Wouldn't
she? You don't go, I'm not going. You can't upset Christmas, go on.
It was so hard on the tip, and you couldn't fight it anyway.
Let me go and see Helen.
One day I had
a school. Otherwise I'd be very sad.
Yeah, I'll set him up again.
I don't want to get further.
I'm really gutted.
Sadness.
Years and years.
No, apparently you're going to Dad's Christmas Eve.
Oh, am I?
Cool.
And she's been boosting you.
They don't want to
go in, do they? What she doesn't know about, have I got an invitation? But she said you'd go with him though, won't you? Can't do much if you just turn up. I don't know, I don't upset their Christmas or Stephen Bruce's and Judge Stewart's either. It's entirely up to you, but apparently Dad's asked you to go to Christmas Eve for an hour. Because your mum said, oh, yeah, make it an evening, and then she said, oh, no, Dad's just an hour. Mum was being a bit sarcastic, but that'd be nice, but you know, evening, Dad and your dad. She said, oh, no, Dad, only said, you pop
just
in for an hour. What your mum is, she's got to have a little...
have a little dig.
Yes. Dad didn't say nothing about all evening, just pop in for an hour. Oh, I couldn't see Stewie and me sitting there for an evening. Stewie would be wanting to escape on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, probably.
If it's only an hour, he might deign to put an appearance for an hour, but after that, he'd be thinking, bloody hell, the pub's be open. Wouldn't you?
Well, no, not exactly.
You would. You're looking at the clock. I know you're well enough for that now, dear. Deny it.
No, I'm not going to deny it.
You'd be looking at the clock thinking, God, I could be at the pub on the farm.
I won't deny it, yeah. I won't deny it at all.
It's entirely up to you if you wish to go on your own. I would not presume. Presence on without an invitation.
Oh, I see, yeah. Have to see what it says. See what it says, I'll see what it says. What like to meet you?
From the comments you made early on in our relationship, and you didn't seem very keen, did he? Thought you were a bloody idiot, mixed up with a bloody woman. You must be mad. Don't leave any senses. If I get old enough and be my best, perhaps it might change his mind.
Maybe.
Put a blue suit on or something.
A yellow suit?
Yeah, something really... No, don't go overboard, Dan. I don't think I'm a tart. Look, darling. Do you want to see the
sitting room? Come
on, dear. Yes, somebody's been very busy. It's nice, doesn't it? I like to see them all up. I don't look bare when you take them down.
I'm going to decorate when I take them down.
No, we're not putting any up or we're moving anywhere. Apart from that, there's we're not going to be there, so it doesn't seem much point, really, does it?
Not really. No, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah. She flew past. It's a trot, you know how she does. Get up.
Going quickly, I mean, you can't always get back in time.
John Wood amazes me though, he just stands there, don't he? Okay, let's all the chaos go on around him and he doesn't seem to register even, does it?
Well, it is occasionally sort of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but he never gets enough to laugh and panic or nothing, he just lets it get on with it and stands there.
Some men are right arseholes, aren't they? They've got to look upon it.
That's it. I'll be there.
Go on, I'll give you another one.
That's a good way to go out, isn't it? Without the fair.
Yeah,
that's
it.
You emptied the fruit machine, Brenda?
Yep, twice.
Twice?
You won't bother them.
Yeah. I put a couple of quid in. And I got £4 from them. Because I went and bought some fags out of the machine. And then I got the brain note flash note from a 10p, right up. So I stopped. I thought, bam, I'll stop.
That's probably in a good mood. You want to carry on?
No, it does that. I went up the club last week, Niv, because we didn't come in here. And I put £2 in the machine up there and I've got £15. I've got 3 bars, but not 3, 2 bars and some nudges, and I nudged them down.
Yeah.
They were the 2 bars, not the 3 bars. Because you get 1, 2 and 3 bars, don't you? That's £5, £10, £15 or something like that, and then you get the 3 bars and that's £100. I've got £15, didn't I? Don't you
I'll leave you
start.
The score. I'm just going to sit down here. I'm a little bit warm.
No.
You scored for us, didn't you?
No, man. I'm just going to sit quiet.
You got a lot to score anyway. Yeah. You got a lot to score anyway.
No. There isn't much having a score for that, is it?
Oh, what shame.
She's lost on a score.
That's 500 a month.
That's the time to do it.
Yeah.
That's the right time to do it, Linda.
Yeah.
Bring in the game.
I mean, like things like reamers. I mean, like how often do savage men in the street use a reamer? But I'll tell you what, you go and buy a reamer. I don't know what they are now. They've got me like that.
Shot.
And you
can't
see boxes and boxes of them.
Oh dear, she's
not to peg
over.
She's not to peg over.
Yeah,
it's
set of adjustable ones.
I'm going to put a mouse trap in there as well as my kitchen drawer. She's a bugger for going in my drawer out of polos.
So you actually have
I'm going to coat some. I'm going to boil down some Ex-Lax and coat them with Ex-Lax.
Like trouble with constipation.
Yeah, I didn't know this. Or else I'll stop you. I'll coat one up and with some bitter alloy.
Well, it depends what you...
See how you like that, or Alan, whatever it's called.
Well, someone's trying to put garlic on it.
Yes, no, that... Oh, that was me.
Mind you, don't slip up.
Go on in that one,
yes.
I've got two on in there. I know I didn't, but it's nice to say, isn't it?
Well, it's been a day long, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
been a day, just.
It was.
Chaos next week when we come home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sort of jumping out about a van. Yes, everybody.
Yeah. Somebody.
Draws out of the chest drawers, make good filing cases. Get quite a bit in the drawer if you're buying
nice. About 8.50 with air skip,
isn't it?
That's true. Because she knows around the dollars are looking up.
That's the most bad. Then I had 7.20.
Make good boxes because they're solid, is he?
That's no idea, isn't it?
Yeah, when I missed that one, I had 4.
Oh, we'll manage.
I get a bag of bin bags when I'm in town on Saturday.
Bag of bin bags.
All the woodies and things like that.
Six on the wrong way.
Oh, oh shame.
Dear. Nine, can't you? Bags in that bag, bin bags.
Mm-hmm.
No, towels and.
I done it as an engineering place in the country.
Woodies and.
Anybody else done that, they'd not be blowing, wouldn't they?
She banged that ball down here, so she's trying to 48 a field.
Yeah.
8 in the morning.
I just hear she used to do on the pool table in the club.
Goddamn, bang.
Well, Oil, hot,
And one of them is a sovereign. They're saying they'd only just got finished. Maybe so they're not even set up.
I'm a bit trusting back.
That's all they did. Surely there will be one in there.
Don't
some cook's oil in there. Did they cut any ice in?
Oh, they really were annoying.
How many did they cut any birds?
And did they cut them down there? They'll have to cut more tomorrow because we've no fires in the place, not many drums in the place.
Did you win?
Did I win?
Mm-hmm.
Only just for fun.
Yeah, when I get to bed, I can't sleep.
Yeah, but it's the herbs.
Why not?
Smother mouth lady.
Don't ask.
She wouldn't have a stew I made tonight because what did I say? It was carrot, sweet, parsnip, onion.
Oh, they don't like that.
Potato.
Yeah.
Leek. Herbs. Celery.
Yeah, but you know I don't like any veg in your chuckle.
It's not a stew without veg. You can't make a stew.
Yeah, but it's a waste, isn't it? She knows I don't eat any veg.
Well, she had cold pork. There's not a lot you can do with pork once you've cooked it. So.
Yeah.
And he had poached egg. Well, you
he
didn't
had
want
two rounds of toast, two baked beans,
egg.
And two poached eggs and potatoes.
Yeah. Well, he's a growing lad.
Come on, I had a slice of pork.
Last night you had two fillets of plate and he only had one.
I know, that was yesterday.
He didn't moan.
Go on with one day.
I didn't fancy my plate, so I gave him mine. I had a bit of beef.
I don't know, I can eat it cold.
You've only grown a big strong girl, you know, if you don't eat your veggies.
Well, she won't eat no veg, only corn on the cob. And I buy four of them and they do her a week, and when they're gone, that's it. She's got to wait till they go shopping again.
I am done by
no.
You want your good old Brussels sprouts, don't you? Brussels sprouts, you don't run about.
Only fresh, not frozen.
Yeah, but you can only buy them for a little while.
No, it's cabbage with plenty of butter on, or sprout and broccoli, or carberry. I love them all.
You can't beat them.
Yeah, veg.
Oh, I know, you just have to sit and pick them out.
Yeah, you like my bubble and squeak when that's cooking, yet you won't eat. And I make lovely omelettes with garlic and cheese and that, and she says that looks nice, but she won't try.
I don't like cheese and I don't like garlic.
Well, I could substitute it for parsley.
What?
Something else,
you know. I used to watch
you like your tray it when I do, but you won't eat one.
No, you should put all the herbs on.
Well, that's the object of cooking them in herbs.
Yeah. Did you ever,
like, find me? Herbs are good for you, they're a medicine. You don't see me run for about 35 minutes. I've only ever been for when I was pregnant. That ain't a bad record.
I don't go.
That's why you suffer from constipation, though, because you don't eat no veggies. You wouldn't need to
if you
take laxatives if you ate veg.
In my herb book, what Samuel Bondi was telling me, years ago, that's all people had in medicines for herbs. And that's where half the original medicine comes from today.
It's not a lot of taste to it.
He's on there, no?
It's not.
Yeah, but it's in the room, it's in the
room. Pour it all over and then you cover it in the
vinegar. Pepper and vinegar.
But this program, I think it was on last night. It's on at 7 o'clock and there's three of them. They're round in the
to be finished. You looked at it and you were trying to look for something ordinary because, like, you know, we'd go in there and we'd
I need to go to the loo, I guess.
I couldn't believe like the extent of the different meats. We went out for a day and they give us some sandwich I wish I could be like that, but if you don't like it, you can't, I mean...
I'm like that.
Curry, chilies, and... I had a smidgen of mustard on a sandwich, you know, I'd taste it, I'd go, I'd have to spit it out, I cannot avoid it.
Jeannie Moanen, Hilary Wean. She's got a wart infection, so she's been back to the loo about 5,000 times. Lisa Haynes bursts into tears and runs in the
apple.
She's got problems. She's put up with a boyfriend's letter. She's also left some debt behind. Apparently, he hasn't been paying the bills. One reason why this she's discovered other things. This morning somebody turned up. Apparently they took a loan out of the night. They want £100 by tomorrow, and we're coming back tomorrow for them. I've been paying him £10 a week and thought it was gone, and he had paid none. Oh, very little. Just paying £100 by tomorrow, and I don't know where she's going to go. She just stood there and obviously burst into tears and ran out. I thought, what the hell's going on?
That is not good.
And she saw him on her way to work in town. Had a bloody great barney with him on the marketplace on the way to work. So she said she was in there about 10 minutes and burst into tears.
Not very good.
Probably Padley's, dear. We do tons and tons of it every day. you wouldn't if you had to deal with it all day long.
He said, oh, we'll have something to eat. So he said to Chris, I'll make it a
this great big bowl of chicken tikka.
It's very expensive.
Said, well, I want that, but you won't talk to me about if I have that. Oh,
ever so expensive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think the first time
it's
I bought
£2.35 for 6 bits.
Yeah.
Or half a pound.
Yeah, that's how I bought it.
About 6-7p. £2.35 now for half a pound.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot goes in. Apart from the chicken, there's a heck of a lot goes in it and there's still...
Different
things. It's expensive bits. Not
like
actual chicken.
Like
and the time it takes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
So does Stewie and so does Bob, don't you, Bob?
It's a
tandoori that he likes.
It's a tandoori.
I don't like any of them, but then when you've seen them all day long, it puts you off a bit. I don't like none of the flavours. Can't get hold of any.
It's a shame, isn't it?
We used to get them a lot, but we haven't seen any for ages.
I like plain ordinary chicken.
Me as well. I'm like that, plain ordinary chicken and that's...
Baked or casserole.
Anyway, they come, I'll eat them, but you're not a lover of